Hello, fellow engineers. As a newcomer, I've decided to post more articles to get my name out there and earn some internet fees. Haha. Today, I'm going to talk about a simple magnetic levitation circuit. I've always wanted to try magnetic levitation, but some Arduino projects require some programming knowledge. Is there a circuit suitable for beginners? Today's project is just that. Although the effect isn't that impressive, I think it's enough. Let's get started. Just looking at the circuit, you can see I'm not lying. Isn't it super simple? The materials are minimal. Any LED and a 330 ohm resistor. You can skip the resistor if you want. An N-channel MOSFET. I used the IRFZ44N-HER207. The 1N4007 also works. A 1 kHz I3314 Hall sensor. A1104 is also acceptable. 0.36 mm enameled wire. Neodymium magnet. Can be taken from a headphone. 5 volt power supply. Note, hardware like DIM RAM can also be used for interesting projects. What is DIM RAM? It stands for Dual Inline Memory Module, which is a common form of computer memory. It transfers data through independent pins on both sides, offering high speed and large capacity. For example, the DDR4 memory modules commonly found when disassembling old computers are typical DIM RAM modules. Suppose you want to try more advanced projects. In that case, you can use it for some hardcore applications. For example, modify it into a high-speed data cache module and pair it with a microcontroller to create a simple data logger, using the DIM RAM's high-speed read-write capabilities to temporarily store large amounts of sensor data, such as high-frequency samples of temperature, humidity, or magnetic field strength. Then periodically write it to an SD card, which is much faster than using a regular EEPROM for storage. Or you can remove the PCB board inside and utilize its precision circuits and pins to DIY a simple circuit testing fixture for checking the continuity of other small modules pins. However, considering that beginners are just starting, DIM RAM has a complex interface, requires a dedicated memory controller, and involves power supply and timing issues, with high demands on soldering and programming skills. We'll opt for simpler materials for now and explore these advanced techniques later once you've gained more experience. First, create a frame for the electromagnet. Roll the craft paper tightly into a cylinder with a diameter of approximately 2 centimeters, ensuring that each layer is tightly adhered. Then, evenly coat the cylinder with white glue and leave it to dry naturally in a well-ventilated area, approximately 24 hours. Once completely dry, the cylinder will be rigid enough to support the coil winding. Next, cut 2 hard paper discs with a diameter matching the paper tube, recommended thickness, 0.3 millimeters or thicker. Use a hole punch to create a 5 millimeter diameter hole in the center of each disc, ensuring the hole aligns with the paper tube's central axis. Use quick drying glue to attach the discs to both ends of the paper tube, forming a stable coil frame. It is crucial to strictly adhere to the above dimensions. Any deviation in the paper tube diameter exceeding 0.5 millimeters or misalignment of the circular holes will result in uneven magnetic field distribution, directly affecting suspension stability. Then begin winding the coil using 0.36 millimeter enameled wire. Start from one end of the paper tube and wind the wire in a tightly packed, overlapping manner. After each layer is completed, secure the wire end with tape and continue winding the next layer until the total number of turns reaches 550. During winding, maintain uniform tension. Recommended to use a tensioner for assistance to prevent the enameled wire from stretching or knotting. After winding is complete, sand the enamel coating on both ends for 5 millimeters to expose the copper core for soldering. When laying out the circuit on the perforated board, follow the principle of separating high-voltage and low-voltage circuits. High-current components, such as MOSFETs and solenoid coils, should be concentrated on.